Recent holiday season, three members gathered and talked about food. Two people discussed their traditional meal, while the third person talked about becoming vegan. Enjoy the show.
Hello, my name is Heidi.
My name is Catherine.
Hi, I'm Lena.
We're talking about cultural foods for the holidays.
My son and his wife visit. And for before Christmas, I prepare cookies and I make special Swiss bread called Zopf.
What do you know special bread?
It's called Zopf. It's a butter and milk and flour and yeast, of course, and a little bit of sugar to make the yeast rise. It takes a long time, but I enjoy making it because I know that my son likes it. And for dinner, I make pork roast with potatoes and squash, sweet potatoes. Everything goes in the oven, and it's just delicious. For dessert, we had a fruit pie with berries, and it was really delicious. It is Swiss Christmas food.
Traditionally, I have turkey for Christmas dinner. I've been doing that ever since I was a child. We used to have our turkey dinner after midnight mass. Even when I was small, that meant that we got home from church around midnight 30 or so, and we'd have our big meal together as a family.
Right in the middle of the night?
Yes. And it was great because after the meal, we knew that we were going to open our presents. So we were motivated to eat the delicious turkey that my mother would make and her amazing stuffing and all the rest of it. I carried on this tradition in my own life. So this past Christmas, I made nice turkey that I covered in hot mustard, and it kept the juices in, and it was very good. And we had cranberries and mashed potatoes, gravy, what else? Oh, Brussels sprouts. And then for dessert, of course, we had fruitcake that I had made, and we had a great flourless chocolate cake that my daughter had made, very chocolatey. And we had clementines. Yeah, we had some chocolate too, of course.
The turkey with the mustard, is the traditional recipe?
No.
Where did you get that recipe?
I found out through a friend, I believe, that if you cover the poultry with hot mustard, that it keeps the juices in.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that what makes it juicy and it doesn't dry out.
I have a question for Lena. How many people did you invite for your turkey dinner?
Well, all told, including me, we were 11.
Oh, wow.
I don't do anything very special for the holidays, but it enters into the New Year's resolution. I'll be turning vegan and mostly Asian foods, seitan, soya sprouts, tofu, sesame oil dressings with noodles, that type of food, and lentil shepherd's pie.
Mm.
So that's pretty much
that's your plan.
That's my plan. I decided to become vegan out of principle. I support causes that involve animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking I can't eat meat, period. and it's like, and I've started doing research on the internet. You know, learning about what kind of rice noodles there are, what kind of dishes there are. You know, so it's like, so I guess 2019 is going to increase my knowledge of Asian food.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.